every pitch.
Way back. Grand slam, Brandon Lockridge.
Every trade.
Brewers are looking for a guy that can give them 160 to 180 innings. And no better guy to start it off than Jake Mizrahi.
Every moment that swings the game. With Brewers insider Dominic Catronio on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
He is the insiderist of insiders. The insiders call Dom when they want to know what's going on. Hey, insider, I hope you're inside right now because the heat has been, I mean, the real deal out there. It's always warm, but give us an idea. How hot is that and how is it impacting things?
It's hot. I mean, it's 100 degrees as I walked in right now. It's 117 in the afternoon. It's going to get up to 105 today, 107 tomorrow. It's a real sort of heat that just sucks to deal with, right? It's just so hot. And tomorrow's game got moved back, right? Tomorrow's game got moved to 6 o'clock locally, 8 o'clock Central Time. So dealing with the heat is more for the fans' sake. The guys can deal with the heat. It's more for the fans sitting in the sun all day long.
Man, that's crazy.
That's hot.
Since we had our winter storm and then they're dealing with 107, can't it just be something normal? So where are you? Do you at least, you know, have windows in front of you or is it open air where you're at?
I'm sitting in the press box right now, so no big deal. Sitting in plenty of air conditioning for now, and then we'll be going down to the clubhouse here in about 10 minutes, talking to all the guys back from the World Baseball Classic.
All right, let's talk about the World Baseball Classic. Dom Catronio is with us. Rob Zasrinski suffered a shoulder injury, pitching for Canada. It kind of leads into what I wanted to ask you about, and I asked you about last time, the World Baseball Classic. Now, this could have happened, of course, if he was pitching in Arizona, spring training. But is this one of the pro-con debates that teams have about involvement in the World Baseball Classic?
I mean, you said it yourself there, John, right? He could have got hurt here, too. You know, so it's just things that happen. Injuries happen on a daily basis in our game, whether it happens in a game against the Mariners here or against Panama in Puerto Rico, an injury is an injury. So for Rob Zasrinski, it sounds like it's nothing serious. We're going to talk to him today, but just going to be set back a little bit with a shoulder issue. He's a veteran, man. He's been around for a very long time. His body needs a little bit more to get moving, and it's not an old joke, as he would point that out to me. But the point being is that the Brewers have the depth to cover Rob Zasrinski, assuming he starts the year on the injured list.
Okay. So he hurt his shoulder really bad? A shoulder strain?
Not really bad. No, just fatigue. I mean, it's just, you know, it's March. Everyone's a little dinged up. It's no big deal.
Who do you think's going to start for the opener now?
Well, opening day, we'll find out tomorrow, according to Pat Murphy, who will officially be starting. Now, something I just won't let die is Brandon Woodruff. I just have been sitting here and on all my shows and all my opportunities to talk about it. I know we all assume it's going to be Jacob Mizrahi, but they would have said that by now already, in my opinion, because Brandon Woodruff is starting tonight against the Rangers here in spring training. That gives him a week off between his next start, which would be opening day. And he admitted to us like he's expecting to go every sixth day this season. And if the Brewers want to get as many starts as they can out of a guy getting an extra day off between starts, you got to start him at the very beginning of the year. So if I've been saying this for 2 weeks straight. I think Brandon Woodruff is going to be the opening day starter. I think the Brewers want every opportunity to give him the opening day start. They have not announced as such. This is totally gut feeling here of just, I really think they want to give it to Woody.
I like that, and it's less pressure on the Miz, who's going to have lots of opportunities to do this in his career. Let me ask you about Garrett Mitchell. He seems to be the leading candidate, right, by consensus to be the everyday center fielder, but he's very talented and can't stay healthy. Do you believe he'll be the opening day center fielder? Will he be ready?
You know, it's a great question. Not just him. All of a sudden, this position player front, there's just one spot we're looking at, and that's the outfield. And looking at a three-man race for two spots, if you will. You know, that opening day center fielder role and the extra outfielder. Now, Yelly can play outfield. The Brewers are going to carry five outfielders if you include Yelly in that race. But aside from Jackson Churio and Sal Frelick, who are locks, the mix is currently Garrett Mitchell, Blake Perkins, and Brandon Lockridge. Now, Lockridge was acquired at the trade deadline last year, and he's had arguably the best camp of anybody in spring training, and lobbying for a position we didn't think was available. And now the Brewers are not shy about the fact saying there's a little bit something that to monitor here, because we shouldn't be automatically assuming Garrett is going to be just the same talented as ever as he was. and just the same guy that he was before the injury, he needs more at-bats, and he could be somebody they send to AAA at the start of the year to ensure they get everyday at-bats.
So a week of spring training is left. Do the guys about this time, Dom, get antsy to get to the big league city? Do they get anxious to come home? Are their families beginning to filter into Milwaukee? What's this last week like for the guys?
There's a lot of suitcases around the clubhouse right now. There's a lot of boxes. The truck is loaded up. Everybody's getting ready to go home. I think that the wrinkle this year of them having those exhibition games at home on Monday and Tuesday is going to be kind of nice, quite frankly. It's a bit of a headache logistically for all of us here and to get back because there's still one more game and all this stuff. But what I'm excited about with being able to go home early, sleep in your own bed on Sunday night, on Monday night, on Tuesday night, on Wednesday night, like, and leading in and get your routine back in order, whereas the last couple of spring trainings, the Brewers have been coming from, you know, the road. They've been starting the season on the road and having to go from Arizona to New York back-to-back years, which I don't need to tell you guys about a map, but those are very different climates this time of year. So it's very nice to just go home, see some snow on the ground, maybe not, I hope not, but just sort of like get back into the rhythm.
Are the families already gone, or do the wives and kids generally stay down there as long as the players do?
Generally, this is the week that everyone arrives because they want to hitch a ride on the charter back home to make it a little easier to get back to Milwaukee.
Do even the little kids get to go on the charter?
Depends. It depends on who's coming. You know, if we're talking lap newborn, yeah, maybe. Just don't make sure you don't cry. But there's different rules. Every team's got their own thing. They're a top-notch organization when it comes to travel.
He is our insider. He'll be with us all season long, getting ready to talk and head into the clubhouse now as soon as he's done with us. He's Dom Cotroneo. Check him out on Brewers Extra Innings. Thanks, Dom. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. I think Dom's ready to come home.
Yes.
And by the time he gets here, the snow will probably be melted. So it's
I hope so.
Oh, I hope so, too. We have to be done now, aren't we?
Oh, my gosh.
I shouldn't have said
that. That was the worst.
Oh, it was, yeah, not fun.